Yeah, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. How'd I do on the time? You said around 4:30.
That's fine. You're fine.
Yeah, okay. Good. So is Melinda there now?
I'm here.
She's here.
Hi, Melinda. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
Thank you. So I was talking to Terry earlier, and I guess first off, you guys had a concern with that one email that was asking to send over tax information, right?
Well, that's the first question. But before we even get to that,
okay,
we need to deal with the question of your reviews. They are not good. So I'm questioning whether or not we need to even go forward with this. Now, I understand being in business ourselves. I know, stuff happens.
Right.
And people put stuff out there that maybe not is necessarily true. However, a repeated issue on multiple sites for your reviews is the process of what you guys are actually doing, and then the difficulty in canceling if it's not working out.
Okay. So I explained this to Terry earlier, and I want to explain it to you as well because I do want you guys to be comfortable, okay? But in 17 years as a corporation, we were founded in 2004. We're one of the very few companies in the nation that has been hand-selected by Google to have a premier partnership. That's an elite status. There's only 7 companies in the nation that have that, and we happen to be one of them. And because of our elite status with Google, you better believe that there are tons of competing companies all around the nation that will go online and try to write negative things about us in efforts to make us look bad. And I never sugarcoat anything. I want to be transparent with people. If you go on our Better Business Bureau, which is what Terry said was one of the sites that you had visited, there is a handful of legitimate complaints. There's 12 legitimate complaints that are posted on the Better Business Bureau. However, the reason we maintain an A-plus rating is anybody that's ever filed anything against Local Splash has all been resolved. And you have to consider this too, Melinda. We've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. So if you take 17 and divide it into 48,000, that's less than 0.001% of our actual happy clients, right?
Okay.
So,
Tina, I get it. I get it.
Okay.
But here's the problem. All of the information that's been coming at us to do the all the information that we need to provide to you guys is coming from Local Splash team. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So our response to that email was not to a specific person. It's to wherever that Local Splash team ends up. And then it's a response. You guys responded quickly and said, we'll have somebody call you ASAP, which I think Terry got the call, I don't know, around 10 or so.
Right.
Which is fine. That's a, 6 hours or so after I sent the email. That's fine. I do not want to have to fish down a particular person or wait for a particular person to contact us if we need to cancel it. I get it. You're a big business. I get it that you guys are one of the Google companies that do this. That's great. That doesn't help me if I have an issue that need to cancel it and need to get it done like that. I don't want it going to a team. I need somebody who's going to respond and who's going to get the cancellation done when we ask it to be done. If we ask it to be done.
Right. And I will tell you it's a process if you call in through customer support and then they say someone will get back to you. However, I did offer to Terry earlier because when I reached out to him initially, I got the voicemail. He called me back, and I answer all of my phone calls live. I'm very easy to reach. The only time I don't answer my phone calls live is if I'm on the other call or I'm in a meeting, but at least I'll call you right back if I see I missed a call. And I offered to have you guys use me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777 as a point of contact. So, you know, sometimes you might call in, and if it's a technical thing or a programming or something that the technicians deal with, I might not be able to help you, but I can certainly get you to the person that can. And I think it's a much better process to actually have a point of contact rather than just an entire account management team like you were saying, because I understand the frustration in that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. You can use me as a point of contact. I don't mind, if you know, kind of funneling out the calls for you. But I'll tell you this, okay, as far as the cancellation process, we don't ask you to send a certified letter or bend backwards or jump through hoops. If you're ever not happy with the program, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days prior to your billing. And that's just in the event that, you know, you call on a Friday and then we're closed over the weekend. Maybe we don't get the message till Monday. We want to make sure that you're not billed in the meantime, right? But as long as you call us before your billing date, which is the 22nd of any month, you can cancel at any time and there's never any further charges.
Okay. And that's fine. Terry and I had not had the conversation yet that you had provided that information and that you would, from this day forward, be our point of contact.
Yep,
100%. Or if there's other issues, whether you need to farm it out to other people that know more, fine. But I want a point of contact so that if there's something going on, if we're not happy, if this is getting us nothing, I don't want to have to jump through hoops to try to get it canceled.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I wanted to offer that, because I know how frustrating that can be. And, you know, the nice thing is, like I said, I always answer my phone calls live. So I'm very easy. I'm very easy to get a hold of.
Okay. Yes, that's what she just said. So go on with the federal. I'm assuming that all you want is like our federal tax ID. You guys need to update information on what you're asking, including the people that you're asking to have on Facebook and everything else, because the Facebook thing did not work.
Yeah, you know, I actually already put in a request with the tech team to modify that email, because I was explaining to Terry that what we specialize in is the exposure, you know, making sure that we put quality residential HVAC in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, okay? But the second step is to add credibility so that we can make sure that that potential client has a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So it says important in that email, meaning that if you have that information and you send it to us, then absolutely we'll promote it for you online. You know, you're licensed, you're insured, you're a credible company. If you have before and after photos, anything like that, it'll help you with your conversion. But I have companies all over the nation that they don't send me anything. They say, look, we hired you. We want you to deal with it. We put a site together for them, and we use stock photos, and they're very happy working it with that way. I feel that the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get, right? Because you want to promote yourself as a business, not just a, you know, cookie cutter HVAC company, right? But if you wanted to just have us put content together for you, we could do that too.
Okay. I am not comfortable. I don't mind sending you our federal tax ID number. I don't mind sending you our Colorado business license information, but, or it's actually Secretary of State. It just shows that we're a business. Colorado doesn't require licensing itself as far as Terry having to be licensed in a particular way. Colorado just doesn't supply that. Doesn't require that. But I'm not comfortable. You're not putting that information out for people to see. I don't want people seeing our numbers themselves.
No, sometimes what happens when we try to verify a business with Google, Sometimes Google asks us for extra information like that just to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. And at the end of the day, Melinda, that's a good thing because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. And then they'll solidify. Sometimes, you know, Google will say, oh, we want to see a business license. We want to see insurance information. Just one or two extra steps just to solidify that you're a valid business. Sometimes they don't even ask. So that's just a, you know, proactive measure. If you send it to us and Google needs it, we have it ahead of time. But it absolutely wouldn't be published.
Okay. And this is even if we're already a Google verified business.
Yeah, if you're a Google verified business, then all you have to do is add us as a manager to your Google listing, which you already did. You already did that yesterday. So I was telling Terry that, you know, that information's probably not even necessary to send in because we can promote that you're licensed insured and write a nice bio on you without having the actual license and the insurance. The only reason we ask for it from time to time is just so that we can solidify it with Google. If there's a problem with the verification process, which in your case it's not because you're already verified.
Okay. Other question. You have the photos that you're asking us to send. You're asking them to only be in landscape.
Okay.
And not in portrait. I mean, you don't have the option of doing both on your site?
So,
I mean, the only thing
I would imagine if it's the portrait mode and you wanted to use it, I would imagine we would have somebody that would be able to trim it. So you might not get the entire photo, you know what I mean? But as long as it's a JPEG or a we should be able to trim it, you know, if they're asking for landscape mode where it would come out in the landscape mode, even if it was cut from the portrait format, if you will.
Right. So what I am doing, what I have started to do was to go ahead and change some of the ones that we have from portrait to landscape. But when you do that, you lose a lot of the photo, just like you would if you're changing it from landscape to portrait. So
right.
I guess you guys don't want to be doing any of the editing if you don't have to. Is that the point?
So I've had them do it on a special request before. I don't think that they mind, but I think that if you have the landscape mode, it's always easier to send them that way. But if you have some that are really good that you want to send over in the portrait mode, just send them over and I'll put it in the notes if they can edit those for you. You know, and if for some reason they can't, customer support will reach out to you and they'll go over options with it. But, you know, it's always better just for the purpose of time and getting things rolling in a timely manner, it's always better to just send it the way they're requesting it. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
You have all of her contact information? Okay. We're going to go ahead and fly with this, and I'll go ahead and get the information over.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I've got all of your contact information so that if we have an issue, and please tell me you're not quitting tomorrow.
I've been with this company for 11 years, and I don't have any plans of going anywhere. So, yeah, if I'm not here for a day, something pretty serious happened. I mean, I can't say life doesn't happen, you know, if there's a funeral or something I have to go to. But typically, I'm always here, Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. And I'll text you my direct line, too, just so that you have it. And let me just see here. I was asking Terry this also earlier. We have your number on here in the cell phone field. So the way it's set up now, you're going to get all the text messages from us. Is that the way you like it rather than Terry?
Yeah, I know. I've been getting them.
You're funny.
Anything that has to do Terry hopefully is going to be out in the field and working and is not going to have time to respond to them. So it probably needs to continue to come to me.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be the one that's going to have to be responding to them. okay.
Okay. You got it. Well, I just sent you my contact information, so you have it. I sent it to the 2018 number, the one that ends in 2018. Okay, good, good. Okay, well,
okay,
thank you for giving it a chance. I'll go ahead.
And Terry had a question. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, sure.
What information? It's just for their background information if Google needs it. It's not going on. Well, I'm sure they will. If we cancel, they will, but it's not going flying out everywhere. You're good. Okay. I think that's all I need.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, if any questions come up after the fact, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.